This is KCUR. It's a lofty goal for any charter to be the premier public school in Missouri and a model for the rest of the country. And for a new school, it's especially bold. Yet that's been the vision of the Kauffman School since before it opened. KCUR's Ellie Moxley checks in on the three-year-old charter school as students wrap up their year.
This week, while other metro area kids were enjoying that first taste of summer, sixth graders at the Kauffman School were sitting in science class. Usually, this is the part of the story where you'd hear kids in their classroom, whispering, fidgeting, nudging their neighbors for a forgotten eraser. And you would, at your typical school. But not here. Just the scratch of pencil on paper.
You know, if we were to describe ourselves, I don't think we would use the word strict. I think that we would say that this is our opportunity to help students build discipline.
That's Kauffman School Principal Hannah Loftus. And she's not talking about the kind of discipline that lands a chatty 12-year-old in detention. She's talking about self-discipline, the kind most of us don't learn for years. She says her oldest students, 7th graders who were a part of the Kauffman School's very first class, don't even raise their hands anymore.
They're actually, you know, looking at the conversation, listening for pauses, watching the body language of their other teammates to be able to interject in the conversation, which is much more like the style of an adult conversation.
That's the Kauffman School's whole focus. Not just how to get these kids through high school, but how to get them to college and beyond. The longer school day, the longer school year, it's all part of what sets the charter apart. 13-year-old Cindy Golston says most of her friends are fellow students at the Kauffman School, but the ones who aren't.
Their homework is, like, their 8th grade and 9th grade homework is like our 6th grade homework, and I was like, I did that in 6th grade, and they're like, well, we're just learning this.
So, and though she's only in 7th grade, she already knows where she wants to go to college.
I actually really want to go to Baylor.
How Golston and the rest of her class fare in college is what Principal Loftus calls a long-term indicator. Data Kauffman won't have for years. So right now, she's focused on a short-term goal.
We're tracking our 7th graders now. You know, are they going to meet that goal of being on grade level by the end of 8th grade? How do we know?
The Kauffman School serves kids in grades 5 through 12. But unlike most schools, kids can only enter in 5th grade, not 6th grade or 7th grade or later. If you miss the sign-up or don't get a spot, you're out of luck. If that sounds strict, Loftus says it's because so many kids come to Kauffman already behind. The school needs time to get them caught up before high school, when they're expected to do college prep coursework. Kauffman is focused on 6 zip codes east of Troost, neighborhoods where administrators say few quality education opportunities exist within the Kansas City public schools. But the Kauffman Foundation will continue its support of districts and other charters. Loftus says sharing the innovations at the Kauffman School is part of that plan.
I was just working on a presentation this morning of the list of schools in Kansas City who have in some way come into our school, taken our curriculum, taken ideas, whatever it is, and brought it back to the school. The list is pretty long.
And while it might seem odd that other schools are taking cues from a brand new charter, pretty much everything the school is doing has been done elsewhere with success. And Loftus says Kansas City is having the wrong conversation about education.
You know, say, well, this is district and this is charter and we can't do this and we should be against you guys. You know, let's not talk district charter. Let's talk about what a good school is.
But Kansas City School Board Chair John Heil points to another good school, Lincoln Prep, also east of Troost.
If you look at the course offerings and the options on the table with Kansas City, Missouri School District, I think we're very competitive. You know, we are home to the, it's one of the best public high schools in the state of Missouri.
And the district is looking at ways to partner with the growing number of charter schools in the city. Heil says that has to happen to keep the fragmented education system together.
I think this community has to come to grips with the idea that we have to have an educational system that offers parents options, but it cannot be 16 different education systems within one small school district area.
Heil points out that test scores are going up. The district should be eligible for provisional accreditation this year, if not full accreditation. And that could change perceptions about the roles charters such as the Kauffman School play in Kansas City. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.